President Colleen, you have a presentation for us on empowering extraordinary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and welcome everybody. Good morning. As you know, we did have a system announcement yesterday on our overall approach to the COVID-19 crisis, and I just want to start my remarks this morning by assuring the board that our decisions that we're making are all science-based decisions. After careful consideration, we have experts across our system in virology, emergency health, epidemiology, infectious disease, community and public health, and also on public policy. And I know I speak for the whole administrative staff in deep appreciation of the board's paying attention to these issues and the support for our decisions, which are all, in every instance, of course, focused entirely on the student experience, keeping our students safe and well while continuing their exposure to a world-class education. So thank you very much for that focus on social distancing, as you all know. But my remarks this morning were prepared to go over the Discovery Partners Institute and the Illinois Innovation Network. And it's as you know, I started this series of presentations this year to showcase what I think we can all agree is incredible momentum that the university has, that the University of Illinois system is riding. Our upsurge rivals any in our long history, including enrollment records, historic affordability measures, continuing gains in student success, as you just heard from UIUC, expansions of programs, new facilities, instructional facilities, and breakthroughs, many breakthroughs in discovery and innovation. And this continuing rise in momentum has raised morale, and it's caught the attention of colleagues and peers across the country. And we're not going to threaten that with our response to the COVID-D crisis that we're dealing with, I think, appropriately and in a sober fashion, responsible fashion. But we're building on a rock-solid basis of excellence, and empowering extraordinary is the phrase that we are now using in everything we do. And last month, as you know, we got another boost. I know you've heard all about it, but this special brand of good news is always worth another look. So let me show you a little video clip that will remind you of something that occurred just a few weeks ago.
With this announcement today of Discovery Partners Institute and the Illinois Innovation Network, we are launching a new era for Chicago as an extraordinary focal point for an unparalleled tech workforce and research and development that will attract talent to our state from around the world. Here at the 78, the Discovery Partners Institute will be the centerpiece of phase one of our development. A world-class research institution that will draw corporate tenants, entrepreneurs, and venture capitalists to our city. A one-stop shop for students, researchers, and entrepreneurs to study and execute on strategies that will change the way we live our lives in the future.
And today, my wife, Ann, and I are thrilled to announce a $10 million gift to the university that transformed our lives, $5 million of which will go right here into DPI.
The DPIAN Research and Innovation Programming will create or fill 48,000 new economy jobs over a 10-year period and generate $19 billion in economic activity.
We need these graduates to be the pipeline for our first-tier Chicago tech community to make sure that the nation knows they don't have to go to either coast. They can come right here in the heart of the upper Midwest, and the tech community here is vibrant and thriving for them. We are literally standing on a field of possibilities.
So I don't know about you, but I could watch that video clip a few times. This, I remind you, is a concept, an idea that we brought to fruition at the University of Illinois system. So on behalf of our colleagues across the state's flagship university system, I'm deeply grateful to Governor Pritzker, Mayor Lightfoot, and the state legislature, the bipartisan legislature, for their leadership and their support in these pioneering new initiatives that are the envy of other states across the United States. As you heard in the video, Governor Pritzker and the legislators are investing $500 million to help build our permanent DPI facility in downtown Chicago and our statewide network of 14 IIN hubs. So think about that just for a minute. That's $500 million from a state that is watching every dollar closely as it works to overcome longstanding financial challenges. I can't think of a greater vote of confidence than being entrusted here to help put those challenges behind us and to lead to a new era of prosperity and societal uplift for the people of Illinois. Governor Pritzker's announcement was a defining moment in the more than 150-year history of the University of Illinois system. I truly believe that. In fact, in my view, it's the most important moment in probably a generation since UIS joined the system 25 years ago, and before that when UIC was created as part of the university system 13 years ago. It's that important an event. Now, Urbana Provost Andres Cangelaris, who with many others has been very instrumental in having this initiative occur, gave it some perspective when he and I met last month with his campus's Senate's executive committee. I always enjoy meeting the faculty at the Senate meetings. Andreas has been part of countless high-level initiatives in his nearly quarter century in Urbana, where he has also served as dean of our nationally ranked College of Engineering and head of our Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering, where my tenure resides on this campus. But he says this is the first time in his career that we have been chosen to lead an initiative of this magnitude. We aren't just part of a team or even co-piloting, he says. Our expertise has earned us the state's confidence to hand us the reins of a billion-dollar enterprise, an achievement that he says everyone connected with the U of I system should rightfully be proud of. And the road that brought us here, I remind every trustee, is with this board and the strategic framework that you approved unanimously near 4 years ago to guide our future. Trustee McMillan was the chair at that time. This strategic framework challenged us to expand our land grant mission into the 21st century, to take on this generation's unique problems and foster the solutions that create jobs and prosperity, just as we helped lead the agrarian nation of our founding through the rise of manufacturing and into the digital age. The framework, our framework, specifically called upon us to explore creating a new innovation network. That was the language we used 4 years ago. With sites around the state that would work collectively to increase the U of I system's power as an economic engine. Under the framework's vision, they would be rooted in partnerships with industry and government, all dedicated to promoting local economic development and revitalizing communities in urban and rural areas alike. Now, I don't know what your experience has been. Strategic plans have interesting outcomes. Our strategic plan has an interesting outcome, because that vision is now here, a turbocharged network that will be even bigger and better than we could have imagined back then. DPI has already forged partnerships with a dozen of the world's top universities and a growing list of businesses and industry, with more in the pipeline on all fronts. And IIN has hubs not just at our universities and our satellite campuses, as the framework envisioned, but on campuses of every public university in the state of Illinois. So there's been remarkable broad-based financial support. And in addition to the $500 million in state funding for DPI and IIN, the U of I system is well on its way to securing the $500 million in matching funds that we pledged. And I'm very proud to say that that grew last month when we counted every dollar that Board Chair Don Edwards and his wife Ann announced when they talked about a $10 million gift that will be divided between DPI and their alma mater in Urbana. So please join me enthusiastically in thanking our leader, Don and Ann, for their commitment and their generosity. I can tell you, in all my experience, different universities, I have never seen a catalytic gift of this size and impact and importance. So in your deep debt, Trustee Edwards. Last and certainly but not least, we have detailed concrete plans that I want to summarize for you to guide us and ensure that we deliver on this vast promise that these transformative initiatives hold. Our plan for the DPI was developed in concert with Boston Consulting Group, one of the world's most respected and accomplished management consulting teams. It zeroes in on the three challenges that stand in our way for a better tomorrow in Illinois, and I want to summarize some of this thinking. First, there is an exodus of the high-tech graduates needed to grow the economy, leaving employers wanting for talent. Statewide, there are currently 30,000 more entry-level job postings seeking tech workers than there are related graduates. We're doing our part to fill that gap, but there's more to be done. Second, we are failing to nurture the workforce diversity, especially in the STEM fields, that is needed to help fill that talent gap and ensure that social equity that is so important to our future. Currently, the representation of women, Latinx, and African-American workers in the state's STEM workforce is half of that of the overall workforce. Finally, leading-edge research that drives discovery and innovation is lagging in Illinois, growing by less than a third of the national average, even with the U of I system's nearly $1 billion portfolio. As a result, Illinois has dropped from 8th to 9th among the 10 largest states in combined research activity by universities, industry, and government. So there are some challenges that we must take on and address. Our plan tackles every one of these challenges and will make DPI the nexus for innovation, technology development, job creation, and the social equity that we all imagine for Chicago, the state of Illinois, and the world. It details a set of 9 talent development and R&D programs developed through an extensive market analysis and interviews with more than 100 DPI stakeholders, including many small, medium, and large companies. The talent programs will develop new economy skills, the next generation skills, and not only the high-tech skills, but the kinds of skills needed for low-tech employment in the 21st century as well. These are skills needed to succeed in an economy that is now being driven hard by innovation, big data, technology, and the digital transformation that we're all appreciating. By fiscal 2029, the holistic programming will attract more than 10,000 students and participants every year from across the spectrum, from college and secondary school students to current or displaced workers looking to upskill or reskill. And as I mentioned earlier, there will be a special focus on inclusion to increase the diversity of the state's new economy workforce and build on our efforts to continue bridging the gaps between the haves and the have-nots that we can't in good conscience allow to grow. The programs will make DPI a one-stop workforce and education solution, DPI and IIM, for students seeking work skills and for employers seeking skilled workers. R&D programs detailed in the business plan will also focus on computing and data analytics, which are now at the core of nearly every organization's strategic agenda, from business and industry to government and the nonprofit sector. Initially, research will target breakthroughs in the areas of current economic strength where Illinois has a strong Fortune 500 presence: food, agriculture, health and wellness, finance and insurance, transportation and logistics. All of these sectors are grappling with applications to assess their needs. They all have talent needs. And the needs can cover predictive algorithms for healthcare diagnostics, the impact of climate change on supply chains, the impact of coronavirus-like pandemics, the minimum amount of pesticides needed in farming, or the likelihood of an individual to offend if released on bail. Very broad brush strokes, appropriate and consistent with our land-grant mission. Like our talent program, DPI's research programs will cover this spectrum, from exclusive deep-dive collaborations with industry to a consortium that will give nearly 100 industry partners access to an array of research and workforce development services. DPI and IIN's power will radiate out to serve communities across Illinois through our 14 IIN hubs. And I want to acknowledge my colleague Ed Seidel's leadership in both the DPI thinking, but also creating and building out the IIN network with these hubs. They will leverage the strength of our state's public universities to create jobs in appropriate ways in these regions and cities, towns, and ignite their local economies. Core activities at the hubs will mirror those occurring in Chicago: learning programs that provide new economy skills, R&D collaborations with local partners in business and industry, and working to spin innovation into new businesses and jobs. but each across the state will have its own distinctive strategy and program offerings and bring something unique to our statewide enterprise. For example, at UIS, our inaugural UIN hub, hub number one, operations will include a focus on innovation that serves the common good by using technology for social causes, such as protecting the environment or expanding opportunities for the underprivileged or looking after infants and childcare issues as well. At Northern Illinois University, operations will focus on building sustainable communities by increasing food production and water supplies and finding ways to adapt to climate change. And at Southern University in Carbondale, operations will lead to discovery of new value-added food, beverage, and medicinal products, as well as new businesses to produce and distribute them. And I could go on across the hubs, and in fact, around the room, you can see summary posters of the individual hub interactions. This is not a competition, I would like to know, with winners and losers. This is lifting the whole state up together with the leadership from the University of Illinois system. So together, we feel that DPI and IAN will serve the needs of every one of the major stakeholders. Students will get the skills for career success, direct access to employers, and new opportunities to have a hand in solving real-world challenges, not to mention internships, letters of reference, and opportunities to grow and meet others and to work across intellectual boundaries. Faculty will have new opportunities to push the boundaries of discovery through collaboration with diverse thought leaders around the world and expanded access to research funding, data sets, and equipment. Industry, and we're working with industry, will have a one-stop shop for both top talent and leading-edge research to grow their companies in appropriate ways. And then academic partners will be able to offer their students and faculty the same opportunity as ours, and to leverage connections to increase enrollment, keep people in Illinois, talent in Illinois, but connect globally to allow for greater levels of student success and research activity. Communities from Chicago to Carbondale will benefit from the talent and innovation that DPI and IIN produce. Every president of the public universities across the state is excited by this vision and is working collectively to make this happen. And our entire state will benefit. Boston Consulting's group detailed analysis, shows that DPI and IAN will pump $19 billion into the economy of Illinois over the next decade, 40 times the state's investment in this enterprise. And that will be achieved, as detailed by BCG, through increased research spending, commercialization of intellectual property or research products, research and development collaborations with industry, and reskilling programs that will prepare students and retain workers for new economy jobs. And I might add that their analysis was quite conservative. There were no Googles or Facebooks coming out of this in their thinking, but possibly there will be major blockbuster new companies that come out of this. By fiscal year 2029, annual economic impact will be $4.5 billion. To put that in perspective, it's a full quarter of the $17.5 billion that the entire University of Illinois system adds every year today through total spending and impact of its universities, 25,000 full-time equivalent employees and nearly 400,000 alumni in the state. In the next 10 years, DPI and IIN will create 48,000 new economy jobs that don't exist today. By fiscal 2029, operations will create 9,500 new jobs every year, according to this analysis. Now, to put that in perspective, because I always think visually, I'm a visual thinker, the nearly 50,000 jobs that DPI and IIN will create in the first decade, those jobs would fill Chicago's United Center, every seat, not once, but twice over. A lot of human beings and families that can benefit from this. Nearly half of these jobs, 23,000 over 10 years, and 4,500 annually thereafter, will be individuals from underrepresented groups. That's specified in the plan, opening doors of opportunities that will transform their lives, their families, and their communities. So DPI and IIN truly represent the concept of empowering extraordinary, and really the natural and appropriate evolution of the land-grant university. They will create next-generation talent employers need, the talent that employers need, and the next-generation jobs that will help keep more of our talent here at home. They will ensure that our workforce matches the rich diversity of our state and that jobs of the future leave no communities behind. They promise solutions for a sustainable planet. Food supplies for an ever-growing world, solutions to problems of aging, disease, and crime. New companies and new social innovation activities, to name just a few. They will make Chicago and Illinois the epicenter of the new economy. And they will lead to the renaissance of communities across the state that had erstwhile large manufacturing bases that now have to migrate into the new arena. So I want to thank you and end this presentation thanking everyone who had a hand in making DPI and IIN a reality. Chancellors, the provost, their teams, the deans, the many, many faculty, over 1,000 faculty who've written papers and worked for and approaches, the continuity of advocacy, the building of the bipartisan connections, notably Bob Wilson right there at every step along the way, representing system thinking. And of course, the support from the board and the extraordinary leadership of our chair, Don Edwards. Your work and our work together will write the next chapters of U of I System's long legacy of service and fuel new waves of progress and prosperity to our state. And from my colleagues from the Senate, I just want to note, which is obvious, this is all based on brilliant, involved, hardworking faculty who are dedicated to the research and technology and the student educational missions that are at the core of our institution. So thank you for your time and support today. I look forward to continuing our conversation at the May meeting, but I felt we had to emphasize this historic juncture at this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Any questions from the trustees for Tim about DPI or IIN? I know we've talked a lot about it, so.
I just make one comment. One of the first times that the president and I had a chance to visit after you came in as president, actually before you even officially came, one of the first things you said was, I have this dream about how we can set up an innovation center, and you talked about some experiences you had before. You have driven that every minute since then, and my congratulations to you on doing it. But you were a visionary, and we appreciate that.
I thank you for your personal support.